simple, then give up Buddha. The next limit from whisper, that's it.
Well, one thing Master said in favor of Dudley, he was against it himself at the start. At the,
against what?
Against this campaign at the start. At the, even
I don't suppose Dudley played any part in the campaign.
Hmm.
At all. I don't think. I've never heard it said that he did. Did Sir John suggest that in his book?
No, he doesn't. No. He makes no bones about his on this point, about his hostility to Seneca, J.R. and Oliver. He calls them all sorts of things. In fact, can you recall the small concerton when this was published, the premier stakes?
Premier stakes were published when I had to leave the country for something. Just that little. I know he had left a copy of that book for me with someone who said he left with him for me, but he never gave it.
But even then, it would appear to not so much Dudley, but Solbury and others who pressed Dudley to ask Sir John.
Yes, Sir John and I went to the coronation, that's right. Together.
He was in Washington. He was in Washington.
I can't remember.
Why did Solbury not like Sir John? Because that's very clear.
You think he did not like? Well, I suppose his manners and so on. Sir John, as well as his capacity and various things, but Solbury on. One can imagine a man of Solbury's type thinking Sir John is not quite the man to be.
Was he rather some conservative, old school type?
Solbury, yes.
In fact, I read J.L.C. Fernando's little pamphlet, and he mentioned something about State Council days when D.S. went to England. And they wanted a temporary chairman about drawing rust out of a hat in Mahadeva's house.
Temporary chairman of?
Temporary vice chairman of the board of ministers. Correa and Sir John and SWRD were the candidates.
They do lots, didn't
they? They do lots.
No, I didn't know that. I would have thought that. Would have been neck to neck. I would have put SW higher than Korea.
Yes, what sort of chap was Korea? I haven't got a picture.
I have had no experience personally. I came into this game, I think, just about when. When did he leave? He left for a diplomatic, wasn't it? Diplomatic appointment.
I'm not certain.
Or was he falling ill? His reputation was good, very good. Certain people made some allegations, but not accepted by most people. His reputation was very good, as a good, solid man.
Drive?
Drive.
Yes. But what do you think of George E. Silva and his place in Ceylon politics? I don't know if you knew him.
He carried little weight. He carried little weight. He was one of the many who supported D.S. He was also one of Bhandar's men.
Yes, that's
originally.
I'm turning to 56 and all that it represented. I mean, can you recall the incident where the house was invaded by a
mob?
Do you think that was a bad precedent?
I mean, it was indicative of Bhandar Nayak's abdication of giving up all sort of, discipline. It was a start. Well, they had sort of gone wild at that time.
They had?
Yes. And, Uddhav Rahida was trying to stay. Oh, I remember being asked to lay white cloth for him on the chairs or another sort of thing, very particular.
In Parliament? In the gallery?
Oh, in the Parliament and so on. The new Parliament. The new game.
Did he have a lot of influence over the members of Parliament?
Buddha. People were certainly frightened of him. He didn't have to exercise influence with members because he could go straight to the highest.
I mean, what sort of personality did he have?
I never met him. But he must have been quite a personality.
And in fact, what did you think of Bandaranaike's ministerial group and the, in terms of ability?
Well, he had no talent, you see, available. He had sort of come up with a sort of crowd that was not really talented. Their one claim was to be of the people. That was about all there was. He had to make do with what he had.
No, but for instance, Irangaratna and Vimala Vijayavardhana were supposed to have been interfering type of ministers in that they probed into the permanent secretary, I mean, didn't get the permanent secretary by their own way.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
This would...
Now you see, that is in large measure due probably to the fact that they were not bound by sort of tradition, another trend would instinctively not feel these are the bounds. They were not trammeled with that sort of feeling when they started. You see.
But now, how much ability did Vimala have?
I would say for that ministry, more than enough ability. I put it like that. Mm-hmm. She was quite competent in that ministry and dealing with it well.
Because of course, Bandaranaike didn't expect to win, and therefore he didn't choose people with an eye to a ministerial group. But now, when one compares with the UNP cabinet, UNP cabinet also not particularly...
Well, I mean, our parliament lacked talent. Mm-hmm. You can't get over there. You see, we are a small country, and backward people voting in backward people.
I don't know whether you read this book by Singer called The Emerging Elite, but he... thesis is that 56 or a new 56 and 60 and 65.
About Ceylon, is it? He's writing. Ceylonese?
No, I'm American. He's done
Singer.
Singer. Through statistics. His thesis is that a new group emerged. Less Western educated, more rural oriented.
Yes.
Largely, well, from a lower middle class or upper middle class strata, you know, bit lower down in the bracket, class bracket. And bilingual. The members of parliamentarians are bilingual.
That I don't agree.
You don't think so?
No.
Not even 56?
No.
No.
And yet.
Beg your pardon.
Are we doing some work here?
Please do. Please do.
You can't expect this map in here.
That's interesting. You don't think they were bilingual?
I don't think so.
Say even in 60...
Probably the previous lot were more bilingual than this club. In the sense that they knew, all knew English, yes, as well as Sinhalese or Tamil.
But in 60, no.
I think most of the Western Sinhalese speaking or Tamil speaking.
You see, because then it undermines his whole thesis. Of course, his method of correcting...
And what are the two languages he refers to?
English and Sinhalese.
Oh.
English and Swabhasha, whatever.
No. Mattering of English, they didn't know English.
You see, his thesis is that this group, I mean, it's not really lower class, middle class. I think that's correct, isn't it? Lower middle, in the sense of being from the lower middle class.
Well, they are lower class people who have struggled just into the middle class, I would say. Like this, that they are, you know, in a village committee, they are usually villagers. But when a man has become a chairman, he has got some status. But he's really a villager, like that.
Mm-hmm. What proportion is it from that strata? Say in 1965 or 60?
In Bandaranaike's curve.
Oh, in Bandaranaike's curve.
Say 60%.
It's quite high. Okay. I think his thesis...
I may be wrong. Maybe less. 50 to 60, I would say. That's a guess.
His thesis is undermined because he argues that these people have a foot in both camps, because that they are in the middle, so to speak, in various senses, and that there is no real dichotomy between the traditional and the modern, see, the sort of cosmopolitan modern crowd of 30s and 40s, and these traditional, more parochial elements, that these people sort of transcend both, and while there is some ambivalence, at the same time they have achieved a certain synthesis of both, you know, the rural orientation and Western elements, and upper and lower class attitudes, and urbanization, rural orientation.
These balances are very difficult to strike, you know, but...
They are
something between, they are not the complete lower class, not the complete villager. But he is the more progressive among the villagers. That's what it is. They've made a little money, maybe. They all have probably a little bit. But they are really very poor. Most of them are very poor.
In fact,
mostly on the make, mind you.
Is what have you to say about the question of parliamentary salaries? Do you think the MPs are given enough money?
I felt that when I was then, yes. You know, it's very important when you hold those important offices not to have this awful smother of wanting to make all the time, you see. And I think if they have been paid about 1,000, 1,200.
Are they being paid that?
No, 600.
So you think they should be given more?
I said so from the start. I told the government that I told every speaker to try and raise people's salary. It will be a good, healthy thing. It doesn't cost much to the state, you know. And I think it's worth it.
Hasn't it been raised between 47 and...
We are again, you see. They all want unity. But someone like Dahana Anker, who is chiefly keen on getting it done, will start a bogus club. Stop this thing and all that. Just to try and get some political cue or something. Then the whole thing drops. It tests.
They're trying to help themselves.
The men who want it most, fighting for it secretly. They can't accept this. Must not be done. What about the poor man?
Yes, in fact, the question of corruption, did you feel that there was a lot? I mean, even in the UNP days. Charge to make.
I don't think. Not all that. That's not one at all. But I don't think. All that there. All that there.
And turning to Banda himself, do you feel that he was too prone to equivocate and temporize and
all the time? He did not really, in my opinion, have any very strong beliefs. You know, now a chap like Doug Diaz, he was at least, he was attached to the heather, to the land, the agriculture, the basic things like that, you know. But then, no. There was nothing he was really interested in. He didn't have a constructive mind. He was a good lawyer.
Yes, in fact,
he had a good intellect, debating intellect. Not constructive.
Administrative ability?
No. He left it completely. That is a good one. But he trusted his men, although he didn't trust him. Turned back to him. He didn't study papers. Relied on his cleverness. They had a meeting, he would be in the chair, he'd expect to know what was going to come up and all that. But he'll rely on his quick wit to pick up by listening to a few people start discussing the matter. Sometimes it's good, sometimes he missed the bus fare, especially anything deep.
Anything
deep. Mm-hmm. You're chairman of the Constitution Revision Committee and so on, you see. He wouldn't prepare, he just tried to pick up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel that he was, even in committees, he was trying to score debating points?
What really score? God. He could easily score debating points, but it's a complete trap. You know, no one could argue with him. That is remarkable, quite remarkable. But if his speech only allowed his mind to dwell on a problem, he'd have made a big contribution. He didn't do that. A very big contribution that I know of.
What led to the split between the SLSP and the MEP group, Philip and W.A.? No, William Silva.
On the one side?
And the SLSP, the right wing of the SLSP. They wanted to reduce these people's departments and powers.
Was it RG? I can't remember. Was it RG?
CP was one, I know.
CP is another agent.
Was it?
I forgot. But then, you know, it just led up little by little, little by little, to a position where what really happened was, and this is true in politics, I think, in general, if a man takes an insincere leaning to the left, this is not true to the right, but if a man leans to the left when he doesn't believe in it, it's very easy to push him completely over to the left. Because he gets committed to more and more so-called progressive attitudes. He can't go back. And in the end, a sort of defensive mechanism starts to work. He starts to believe in it also. Then he didn't start by believing it. And that rather happened to Mandarnay. He became more and more of a leftist than he ever was under the UNP times because of his attitudes. She had rather artificial attitudes he originally adopted. You know, and these people are steadily pushing him over to the left. And these others, I think, in the end, felt that, you know, the strong arm was needed.
But don't you think that Philip has been one of the few politicians who has shown a good stand of integrity and also some austerity?
Austerity, he's not the only one, you know. There are lots of chaps, I should imagine, who are not in the limelight, who can claim that degree of devotion. I'm just trying to think. Not easy to say.
Leslie?
Oh yes, definitely. Leslie, one of our best. There are others. Take a young man like in the Tamil Advocate.
From which area?
Tall man. Yeah, he knew in politics, but not a man who tries to.
Tilted?
No.
Yes, I see your point.
I think I will say, except he has rather spoiled his name by changing his color all the time.
Philip,
in recent years. He's really quite pathetic. Mm. I mean, shifting, and then the excuses he gives, and he has to eat his own word in so many places. People put it down to his wife and all that, maybe. But he's traveled a long way from where he started. Now, and one feels inclined to think that it is because he wants to be in power, like, and have a portfolio, something like that. Maybe all wrong, I don't know. I wouldn't like to judge him.
Didn't, won't it be correct to say that in 59, before Bandar's assassination, his support was definitely on the decline, his popular image?
Yes. By then the country was really feeling the pinch of all the laxness and the absence of discipline and so on, and people are beginning to realize it. I mean, he was hard put to it to, you know, he lost his majority almost.
And how would you, assess Mrs. D in the sense that at the start she would have been so new to the thing? Did you feel that she was a tool in others' hands?
No.
No.
Very little. I mean, she had to get help, the star. She's strong. I, my own mental image of her is that she's near St. Michael's double. Exactly the same, a sort of mind that is developing, you know.